to pull my hair because I love it rough.
It was just me and her. The perfect situation. The option. That's all I had to present. I just opened the door to her imagination. And that's all it took. My job was done. She took care of the rest. I had won. And that's exactly as it should be. The only hitch was him. He's always stepped in and ruined things. Oh, be assured. One day, I will win. I thought I'd won when he died. But
he's not here, for he is risen.
You will strike his heel. He will crush your head. Genesis reveals that the first Adam sinned in the garden. But the last Adam, Jesus, died on the cross to pay the price for our sins and rose again. A message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
I just don't like relationships.
Thank you. You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Black Ice and Cool Jazz, featuring selections from AC/DC's perfect 2008 album, Black Ice, which we're mixing up with a whole bunch of cool jazz, which is a type of jazz music which originated in the late 1940s as certain predominantly white musicians in California moved to New York City and began jamming with mostly black bebop musicians who were there. In that last set, we began things with AC/DC and Money Made, and then Miles Davis with Budo from the Complete Birth of the Cool. Some more Answers Radio, and then my Atomic remix of AC/DC's War Machine. Chet Baker followed with Let's Get Lost, and then AC/DC once again with Skies on Fire. And then a couple of public service messages well worth paying attention to. Then we heard the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Kathy's Waltz from their Time Out album. Then another Answers Radio piece called Satan's Loss. Then we finished things up with AC/DC and Rockin' All the Way from our featured album, Black Ice. Behind me right now is the Sun Ra Orchestra with Mayan Temple from the Mayan Temples album. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some more cool jazz with the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Miles Davis. But first, let's start things off with one of the three examples where Angus Young plays slide guitar. Here's AC/DC and Stormy May Day on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
man to the cooler. Just in. A tornado has touched down here in the valley with a fury beyond compare, leaving behind a massive trail of destruction. Unconfirmed reports estimate hundreds of casualties due to the lack of warning. And sadly, these numbers will most likely only increase in the coming days. Rescue workers are continuing to search for any survivors.
Oh, dear God. She's so young. Please. Please don't take her away from me.
Death and pain. Do you ever wonder how a loving God can allow such suffering?
Why don't you stand up and get on my knees?
Come on, man. Finance. Is this stuff on the level, or you're just making it up as you go along?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme for this episode is called Black Ice and Cool Jazz. We began that set with AC/DC and Stormy May Day from our featured album, Black Ice. And then we heard some quintessential cool jazz with the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Blue Rondo a la Turk. Then we heard a piece called Pain and a Loving God from the AnswersInGenesis.org crackpots. We followed that with Spoilin' for a Fight from AC/DC, and then some more quintessential cool jazz from Miles Davis and Move from The Complete Birth of the Cool. And then we finished things up with another selection from Black Ice that was Smash and Grab. We're listening to the Sun Ra Orchestra right now with Better Music Will Create a Better World from the A Song for the Sun album under the direction of Marshall Allen. We've got just one last set for you, and we're going to start it off with some cool jazz by Bill Evans. Here's Autumn Leaves.
Is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people. If you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. And when the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the pinches of greed. He said, look, here's what happened. Thank you.
kill my boss. Do I dare live out the American dream?
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Incidentally, the quantum mechanics has several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position are complementary. The product of the two is a constant. If you want the law, if you like the right equations, you can write this. I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We first was thought that was because the nucleus was big. No. The nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room. And then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch or more. And all the weight of the atom is in that. What keeps the electrons from simply falling in? This principle. If they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty, and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by this rule. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they were at zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community freeform radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been called Black Ice and Cool Jazz, featuring selections from AC/DC's perfect 2008 album, Black Ice, and plenty of cool jazz, a style of music that came about in the late 1940s as white musicians from California mixed it up with black bebop musicians in New York City. We began that final set with Bill Evans and Autumn Leaves from the album The Best of Bill Evans on Verve. And then AC/DC with Rock and Roll Dream, a public service message from Aerosmith followed. And then we heard Miles Davis and the Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman, one of my biggest intellectual idols, talking about the size of atoms over Miles Davis's The Pan Piper from his Sketches of Spain album. Next was Stan Getz with Once Upon a Time. Then we heard from AC/DC, She Likes Rock and Roll. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra with Sunology Part 2 from Supersonic Jazz. Thanks so much for having me and my sound collage mixes in your home, car, computer, iPod-like device, or however else you're listening. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.